We've been spending our time in the 9:30 hour on Sunday mornings looking at the theme of seeking the lost and doing what we can to reach out to those around about us who are lost and dying in sin with the message of God's grace, the message of God's salvation offered through His gospel. And not just looking at responsibility and not just looking at things that would encourage us and influence us and promote us in that direction, but also spending some time with some practical hands-on considerations. And that's the vein in which we're going to continue this morning. The last few weeks we've talked about finding prospects, that is, finding those who are looking for the truth, evaluating those prospects, that is, asking some questions to find out where they are so we know how to take them from there to their soul salvation. We talked last week about making that connection. Souls can't be saved until the gospel is sown into good and honest hearts. And we play a role in that. And what I want to do this morning, I want to take that a little bit further. And I want to look specifically at some Bible studies that we can use that will help us to get the Word of God into the hearts of those who were lost and dying in sin. Acts chapter 20 and verse 20. When the Apostle Paul is speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus, he says, "How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house." Obviously, when it comes to teaching, proclaiming the gospel, there's a place for it to be done in a public format like we're doing right now. And we know that Paul did that. He went to synagogues. He met in an upper room with the church earlier in Acts chapter 20. There on Mars Hill in the city of Athens. But this text also tells us that he did teaching in houses. And when we're talking about doing Bible studies with individuals, one-on-one Bible studies, we're talking about that house setting, that intimate setting, that one-on-one setting. There's a place for that in personal evangelism and the spreading of the gospel. After you have found the prospect and you have evaluated their needs, you need to have some material ready to present to them. You need to have some material ready to go over with them, to teach them with. Now, if you can do that with just a Bible, that's great. If you have the knowledge and you have in your mind the ability to sit down with somebody and they ask a question, say, well, let's open this passage right here and take them from there to their proper understanding of the gospel, that's great. That's the method I try to use. When I have an opportunity to study with someone, I'll just sit down with the Bible. What are your questions? Let's take it from there. Not everybody's equipped to do that. I mentioned that to some people. Their knees might start knocking together. That's okay. That's all right. If you need help, there have been a lot of study material, a lot of study courses that have been written by good sound brethren over the years that are available for us to use. What I want to do this morning, I want to take a look at three of these different Bible study courses, talk about them, talk about how to use them, and make sure that you know they're available and make sure you know how to use each one. Let's start. The first one is a book that is titled Seeking God's Way. It is written by a preacher named Mark Roberts. Mark Roberts preaches for the West Side Church of Christ in Irving, Texas, a suburb of the Dallas area. He's a good, very capable gospel preacher and writer. This book is available through One Stone Bookstore for $7.99. I have a few copies here on the table. If you'd like to look at these or take one of these, they are available for you to take. There are five lessons in this book. So if you use this material, you're asking the individual you're studying with to commit to 5 weeks or to five different lessons. The titles of the lessons we have on the slide here for us. The first one is Getting to Know God. And this lesson talks about who God is, talks about the nature of God, the authority of God, and how man stands before God. So it's a good way of introducing someone to a biblical understanding of who God is. The next one is how God communicates with you, and that's going to focus the attention on the Scriptures. We'll talk about the fact that God has revealed Himself unto us. We'll talk about how Jesus is God's spokesman, how the Holy Spirit guided the writers of the New Testament. And it also talks about false standards of right and wrong. People who say, well, I feel that this is right, or this is what I've been told. That'll be covered in Lesson 2. Lesson 3 talks about the body of Christ. Of course, that's talking about the church. It emphasizes that there is only one true church. What is the purpose of the church? How do you find the church that pleases God? Those are good topics that need to be covered. That's Lesson 3. Lesson 4 is God's plan of salvation. And it starts by looking at God's part of that plan, and that is that He sent His Son. But then, of course, emphasis is placed on man's part of that plan. And this is where we're going to talk about hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. That's covered in Lesson 4. It's at this point, perhaps, in the study that if it hasn't been brought up by now, you'll want to bring up the question with the person you're studying with, do you want to obey the gospel? Are you ready to become a Christian? After that has been laid out there in Lesson 4, you'll certainly want to be asking that question at that point. And this is also where it would be very helpful for you to have asked them when you first started studying to tell you how it was that they became a Christian. We talked about that previously, that if you're studying with someone, it's good to start out at the very beginning, ask them, are you a Christian? Are you saved? And if they say yes, then ask them, how did that happen? What did you do to become a Christian? What did you do exactly to be saved? And whatever they tell you, write it down. Write it down and let them see it. Let them see, yes, that's what I did. And why it's helpful to do that is because when you get to Lesson 4 here and you cover the steps of salvation, including baptism, and they say, well, I've done that, you can go back and look, say, this is what you said you did, and that's not what we studied today. Now, are you sure you've done what the Bible says to do? It's going to clarify things. It's going to make it much sharper. It's going to make it much better to bring that person to obedience to the gospel. So again, I suggest that you start a study with asking that question and writing down that answer and keeping that answer on hand. Lesson 5 in this book is a consideration of some of the accounts of conversion in the book of Acts. Brother Roberts points out in Lesson 4, you're not going to learn anything new in Lesson 5, but in Lesson 5, what we're going to do is look at what people did in order to be saved, and then look and see if that's what you have done, or if that's what you need to do in order to be saved. So, really, Lesson 5 reinforces Lesson number 4. Now, these lessons, the way that they are laid out, the questions are, for the most part, fill in the blank. And what that is it has the Bible verse printed out with words missing. And so that's designed to have the student have to open up their Bible and look for these verses and find what they say and fill out the blank. So what that's designed to get the person you're trying to teach to open up their Bible and look in the Bible. And of course, what are we trying to do? We're trying to win a lost soul. And what's God's power for salvation? The gospel, the Word of God. And so as they're going and filling out the lesson on their own, they're opening up their Bible to find the answers to these questions. And they're looking in the Bible for themselves. One thing I like about this particular workbook is Brother Roberts, at the end, not only are there 5 lessons, but he also has 4 articles at the end of the book that are appendixes to help if further study is needed. The first one is, does God exist? And it looks at very briefly, looks at some of the classic arguments for the existence of God. The second one, can the Bible be trusted? Again, looking at some classic evidences for the inspiration of the Bible. Third article is very interesting, teaching someone how to use the chapter and verse divisions in the Bible. And think about that. You know, we take for granted, someone says John 3:16, we know how to find that. But if you're handed a Bible for the first time, how do you hope to find these verses? So it's a good short article there on the chapter and verse divisions in the Bible. And then the fourth article is four reasons to become a Christian today. And again, that's the purpose of the study, to get someone to obey the gospel. So I recommend this study course. Again, we've got a few copies here, but they're readily available. You can get them very easy. Take a look at this. See if this wouldn't be something that you can use in teaching someone. There's a second outline, a second study course that has been made. It's written by a preacher named Gene Taylor. I don't know Brother Taylor, but he's written a lot of material. And this material is available for free. It can be downloaded from the internet on a PDF. As a matter of fact, I attached this to the bulletin that I sent out on email on Friday. So if you get the bulletin from my email, you got a copy of this with Friday's email. So go dig it out of your trash bin in your email account, and you've got it. This can be used as a home study course, or it can be used as a correspondence course. The way it prints out, you've got three pages per lesson. The first two pages are the lesson itself, and the third page is questions. And you can mail that out, and they will fill out the questions, mail that one page back to you, you grade it, mail it, and the next three pages, the next lesson to them. The lessons are laid out this way. We have it on the slide. Starts with the reality of God. This is your basic evidence for the existence of God. The validity of the Bible, again, your basic evidence for the fact that the Bible is inspired. And Jesus, the Son of God, your basic evidence that supports the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Lesson number four is salvation, our need and source. It talks about the consequences of sin. Why do I need to be saved? Why are you talking to me about being saved? Lesson four addresses that. It talks about God's mercy, and it also talks about how we understand God's Word. Lesson five is pretty understandable, faith, repentance, confession. Lesson six is an in-depth study on baptism. It talks about the purpose of baptism, talks about the action of baptism, and talks about the necessity of baptism. Oftentimes when we're studying with people, there's no hang-up with faith, repentance, or confession. A hang-up is going to be on baptism. And so an entire separate lesson is devoted to this in this outline. And then the seventh one is a lesson on the church of the Lord. Each of these seven lessons contain about 10 questions. Some of them are fill in the blank where they have to look for the verse, but most of them are going to ask a question, and you've got to come up with the answer from the lesson that has been studied. This would be a good series to use if, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you evaluate somebody and they're not even sure that God exists. The first two, the previous one and this one, would both be good lessons because it starts right there at square one. It starts at the very beginning. If you want to use this material but you don't need to start there, you can say, hey, we're going to skip ahead to lesson four. If you evaluate the person, they believe in God, they believe the Bible is inspired, they believe Jesus is the Son of God. Well, you can give this book to them, and they've got that information there, but say, we're going to start with lesson four. That's where we're going to begin. I think one of the things that makes this very attractive is that it is free. It's free. It doesn't cost us anything. You can print it out. You can take it, copy off as many copies as you like, and have them available to use, or you can use it in an electronic format, sharing it with people online and studying with them over great distance. We talked about that a few weeks ago as well. So this is the third option. That is, I don't have it on the table because, again, I've emailed it out. But if you want a copy of this, let me know, and I'll make sure that you can get a copy of this material. The third one that I want us to consider is one that I think has been used a little bit more than the others. That is a study course that was written by Brother Johnny Edwards. It is available from One Stone Bookstore or CEI Bookstore. The cost is $9.97. Unfortunately, the last time I looked and tried to order, it's out of stock. But it will be back in stock again soon, I'm sure. What I have here, and there's a stack here on the table, is the old format. You can see from the picture on the slide, the cover has been updated. Same material, it's just an old format. I don't remember where I got this stack from, but I've got them, and let's use them. So come and take a look at it, and if you'd like to use this, feel free to take it with you. There are four lessons in this book. So again, it may be attractive from the standpoint of the person I'm talking with, they don't want to get tied in with a long, ongoing study. Hey, would you give me 4 weeks? Would you give me 4 weeks that we can study together? This would be a good study course to use for a shorter study. The lessons, lesson number one is authority in religion. It's a great place to start. Talks about the authority of God, his authority, and also talks about false standards of authority. Again, well, I feel this, or I've been told this, or my church says this. Brother Edwards covers all that in lesson number one. God has the final say. The second lesson is God's plan for saving man. Again, like Brother Roberts, he talks about God has done his part, sending his son. Now our part is to respond in faith and obedience, and covers the steps of salvation. The third lesson is the church, talking about what the church is and what the church is not, the authorized work of the church, and the fact that there is only one true church. And then the fourth lesson is about the worship of the church, what true worship is, and talks about the different items of worship. A couple of things about using this workbook. Obviously, it's for the person that already believes in God, already believes in the inspiration of the Bible, and believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So if they believe that, then you need to start where they are, and that is they need to respect the authority of God. So this is a book to use with someone who is a fellow believer like you and I, so that we understand that they've already got some groundwork laid. We need to start with authority. Goes very quickly, lesson two, to the plan of salvation. One thing I like about this material is it looks beyond the conversion. You know, we want to convert the person. We want them to be saved, but we want them to understand that they need to be a part of the Lord's church. And so some teaching is being done with this format about the church and what the church is. And, of course, that would lead to a study and consideration of their place in the local church, which is where God puts them if they're saved and where they need to be. Each of these lessons, it's 3 pages long, and most of the questions are fill in the blank. Again, so they have to go to the Bible to find the answers to the questions. If I'm not mistaken, this is keyed to the King James Version, so there may be some challenges there if they've got a different translation, but that's okay. You can work through that. But mostly fill in the blank. Questions requiring the student to go to the Bible on their own. So these are 3 different workbooks that are written by brethren, have been used by brethren. Success has been obtained by the use of this material. The first one and the third one, some copies are available here on the table. The second one, again, emailed out as a PDF. If you didn't get that and you'd like a copy, let me know. I'd be glad to get a copy to you. I want to talk for just a few moments about some keys to having a good Bible study. You found the prospect, you've evaluated them, you've gotten them to agree, yes, I'll study with you, I'll give you 5 weeks, I'll give you 4 weeks, okay, you've got the first study. Now what do you do? What do you do? What do you need for that study? I would recommend whenever you're studying the Bible with somebody, you need a few things. Obviously, you need your Bible. If you show up to study the Bible with somebody and you've forgotten your Bible, that's not going to go very well. So you have your Bible with you. You're battling for a soul. You don't battle without your sword. So have your Bible with you. Something else that I always have is a pad of paper and a pen or a pencil. You're going to want to write down what they did to be saved, but also you're going to want to write down any questions that they have. And if you've got studies going with different people, you're going to want to write down where you left off and where they're at and where you need to go from there. So have a piece of paper and have a pen handy. And if you're using it, you'll need your Bible study course when you go to that first Bible study. Number one, to have a good Bible study, ask the student to have the lesson prepared beforehand. Give them the material beforehand. Say, we're going to do lesson one, and encourage them to go through it on their own. That way, when you're studying together, they've already read it, they know where they're going, they've got their questions ready. It will facilitate a much better study if you have them prepared beforehand. Start each study with prayer. That should go without saying, but start each study with prayer. Pray for open hearts, open minds. Pray that the truth will be taught and will be understood. Start with prayer. Work your way through the lesson as you're going through that hour. Take the time to look up the scriptures used in the lesson. Again, what's important is that the Word of God get into the heart of the person you're studying with. You've got a good lesson book, you're working through it, but have the Bible open and read those scriptures together. That's very important. Ask them to read and answer the questions. You want participation from them. You've not invited them to listen to your pitch or to listen to your lecture. You're studying together. So encourage them to be involved as much as possible and encourage them to make comments and to ask questions. This is important. We've mentioned that you want to stick to the time. Again, you don't want to start out lesson number one where you've had a four-hour study. Chances are you're not going to have a second study. So you want to stick to a time limit. But you also want to encourage participation from them. What this is going to do, it's going to allow you to gauge where they are. It's going to allow you to gauge what they're understanding and where you need to take it from there. You'll know what needs more explanation if you can get feedback from them. Well, if I encourage them to ask questions, then they're probably going to ask a question that I don't know the answer to. What do we do then? Remember your preacher's favorite answer. I don't know. That is a legitimate answer. If someone asks you a question and you don't know the answer to it, say, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to write that down, and I'm going to try to find the answer to that, and I'll share that the next time we study together. You know what that does? That expresses your humility, perhaps better than anything else will. Let them know that you are a real person and there are some things that you have to learn as well. And where you're going to go to find that answer is in the Bible. So don't be afraid to have them ask questions, and don't be ashamed to say, I don't know. You know where the answers are found. So let them know that. And again, have paper on hand when you're studying with someone. Encourage them to make comments, to ask questions. Always set up the time and the place for the next study before you leave. Always do that, because if you leave it open-ended, guess what? That next study is never going to get scheduled. So before you leave, we're going to meet next Tuesday at such and such a place, such and such a time. Next Tuesday, okay, next Tuesday, whatever day it is, have that agreed on before you leave. And as you're studying, as the study is progressing, hopefully you've got a second study. Hopefully you've got a third study. Somewhere along the line, you're going to know, because you've asked them questions and you've gotten feedback from them, you're going to know when you need to start asking them, have you thought about becoming a Christian? Have you thought about obeying the gospel? Now, if you're doing that seven course, that seven lesson study, and you start out with who God is, that might not be the best time to ask the question, although it wouldn't hurt. But as you're studying with the person, you're gonna know where they're at. You need to ask the question. Be the one to bring it up. Have you thought about becoming a Christian? Have you thought about obeying the gospel? We've looked at what you need to do. Are you ready to do that? And if they say yes, then do it. And if you need me or one of the elders to help you with that, give us a call. We're right here. If they say, no, not yet, then respect that, but let them know that it's something that they can do anytime they want to do, as you know. Let them know that it can happen at any time and for them to contact you if they change their mind. And then agree the next time you're going to study and keep that study going. So these are some lessons that I'm familiar with and how what they cover and how to use them. And these are some ideas to keep in mind as you're studying with someone. Again, remember the purpose is not to beat them at Bible trivia. The purpose is to get them to obey the gospel, to save those who are lost. And I hope that a study like this morning can help you, make you familiar with some options that are available to you, give you some confidence that, yeah, I can do that, and would encourage you to look for those prospects, evaluate those prospects, and get a study started with someone. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for the love that you had for our souls, that you put people into our lives who cared enough to teach us. And we pray that you would help us to have a love and a desire to save lost souls, and that you would help us to equip ourselves with knowledge and understanding and the tools we have available to go and to seek and save the lost. We pray that you would put prospects in our pathway, that you would help us to find those who are looking. Give us wisdom to evaluate them properly. And give us courage to initiate and ask if they want to study. We pray that souls could be saved as a result of our efforts in serving you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're now dismissed to our classes.